Macmillan Audio presents Though Not Dead by Dana Stabenow. Read for you by Marguerite Gavin.
For Josie and Jerry Ryan, in gratitude for their custom of taking in strays. 1918, Ninotna. The Black Death didn't get to Alaska until November. When it did, it cut down almost everyone in its path. The territorial governor imposed a quarantine and restricted travel into the interior, stationing U.S. Marshals at all ports, trailheads, and river mouths to interdict travel between communities. He issued a special directive urging Alaska Natives to stay at home and avoid public gatherings. Theaters closed, churches canceled services, schools were let out, but because of the inescapably communal nature of traditional life, Natives were infected and died disproportionately. In Brevik Mission, only 8 of 80 people survived. In some villages, there were no survivors at all. When the influenza pandemic passed late the following spring, those left alive were too weak to hunt for food, and even more died of starvation. In Ninotna, in March 1919, Chief Lev Kukesh and his wife Alexandra froze to death because they were too sick to get up and feed...